call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
This episode of the Profanity Nation podcast has been brought to you by United One Protection Services. We do more than just security. We protect your livelihood. Whether it's commercial or residential needs, United One Protection Services has you covered. You can find them at UnitedOnePS.com. That's United, the number one, PS.com. This episode of the Profanity Nation is brought to you by the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than a number.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Profanity Nation.
Welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast, where professional players deserve professional fans. We're here on a July 4th weekend with Stat Pat, Money Mike, and yours truly, Leica Simsta. How you guys doing? How was your weekend, you guys? Barbecue? Did you get a chance to see any family, or did you just stay locked down?
Yeah, you know, it was cool. I made, like, the smallest brisket I've ever made. It was 5 pounds, about this big. Two slabs of ribs and some hot dogs. My mom came over. My wife's mom came over. Girls left us and went down the street, got in the pool.
Of course.
And, you know, a great fireworks show.
Did you see any fireworks?
Were there man, it was plenty.
There was plenty by you, right?
It was all around. And yeah. I didn't have to pay for nothing.
That's exactly. Stat.
Yeah, man. Basically... just hot dogs and burgers all day, pretty much. And that was, and you know, the kids splashed around in the kiddie pool in the backyard. And then, you know, 8 o'clock the show started. And I mean, I don't know about where you were, but over here in Hawthorne, it was crazy. It was almost like if you just sat there and just, you know, when your, you know, fireworks stopped, and you listen in the background, you can hear all the booming. I don't know if you've seen there's an actual picture from or a video from KCAL9 chapter. They actually showed like the whole city basically just like it looked like a Disneyland fireworks show. It was just crazy. It was everywhere. But yeah, just put a seat in the backyard and then looked in the sky, and I was able to go ahead and see the show for up until midnight. So I was happy about it.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but this is Carson. That's a drone shot from Carson. That's my city.
There you go.
Yeah, see, that's wild.
I held down northern LA County in the Santa Clarita Valley this July 4th, and there were definitely some fireworks out there too. We swam all weekend, but I do think I have you guys beat on the food. We did a seafood boil with crab, shrimp, lobster, sausage, potatoes, you name it, onions. It was great. It was outstanding. I think
I'm
I got
trying
you
to figure
guys
out
there.
Why we weren't invited.
No, thinking about it, hey, once this COVID thing is done, man.
Exactly. We'll be getting together for all of those. Yeah, but I had a great time. So, you know, considering everything and the lockdown, and they shut down all July 4th, fireworks shows, you know, I think I still enjoyed my weekend. I still had a good time with my friends, a couple of them, not a lot. But I still had a good time. Like I said, we did the seafood boil. So it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, guys. So let's get back into some sports. There's not a lot of G League news today. So we're just going to go ahead and move towards, you know, of course, the NBA comeback. Guys, you know, the news just keeps coming out. The NBA is testing positive. Practice facilities are still closing. I'm not hearing any rumblings of anything bigger than that, but we're still almost daily hearing about a player who is testing positive. May not make the trip to Orlando or is not, is deciding simply not to make the trip to Orlando. The most recent is the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks closed their practice facility today, or this weekend. And, you know, they're obviously in the hunt for a title there. So, you know, this is, you know, big news. Are you feeling worried at all, guys? What are you thinking? I mean, this is just the start. We have more news to get to. I can keep going. Let's just do this. The total number of players who have tested positive for coronavirus is now at 25. That's 7% of the league. Right. Now, you know, team staff members have fared better, as we see here, with 10 positive tests. But with that, we got news to over the weekend that one of our coaches, our Laker coaches, will not be making the trip. Lionel Hollins was not cleared to make the trip to Orlando, so he will not be with the team during this run, during the playoff run, and during the restart. He will take part virtually, but he will not be there for the start. You know, things are really coming down. Reality's kicking in, guys. How are you feeling?
Hey, you know what? They're going to play basketball. Basketball's getting played. So now how and who is going to be there, that is what we have to see. But I was reading, and they're talking about how much money they're actually losing, but they're also talking about if they don't do this, how much more money they would lose. And it's in the billions. So the bottom line is, and this is going to filter over to next season as far as, you know, lost revenue. But they have some things that they got to fulfill, and they want to get that money back from the TV. So look, I think right now the bottom line is whoever can play, whoever's coming, you know, it's going to be some basketball games. It's going to be a crown champion. You know, I just hope that, you know, it's none of the major stars are falling off. Right now, we kind of have, you know, average to above average players kind of on a bubble. You know, Dwight Howard, you know, and is one. Avery Bradley, we say, okay, cool, we'll get JR. We're going to get JR right quick. You know, so the season's going to be played. So we just have to see who's going to be participating. That's the question.
Yeah, but without our full coaching staff, that definitely weakens us. I mean, Lionel Hollins is an NBA head coach, not just an assistant coach, and him not being there on the bench to make instant calls and plays, that's going to make a difference, don't you think, Stat?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely an integral part of our defense. He helps out with that. And not having that voice in the huddle is going to hurt a little bit. It's not like Mike was saying, able to go ahead and, you know, replace an Avery Bradley with, you know, a J.R. Smith. You know, a coach can't be really replaced, especially when you have that camaraderie. You know, you're dealing, you know, your players, you know what they need. So it is going to be a blow. I don't know how much of a blow it's going to be, it's definitely going to affect us some. I do know what, like Mike was saying, one thing is, you know, we're getting the data that people are testing for coronavirus, and we are seeing that, like you said before, Jeff, that are symptoms that facilities are being shut down. But at the end of the day, it's like Mike said, they're going to play some basketball. I don't care if it's going to be, you know, the kids of the players.
The replacement players?
Yeah, like they're going to have some scabs out there shooting the rock and somebody going to get crowned. Because at the end of the day, and unfortunately it is this way, and I mean, it seems like it, you know, we're hearing more about the lost revenue and no one's trying to take the loss. Like, there's not one owner. It's like, you know what, for the sake of my players and the sake of the health of everyone else involved, can we, you know, just, you know, shut it down? More people are saying we need to recoup some kind of revenue. For us as fans, you know, we're being selfish because we probably wanted to see them play ball because we got things going in our life and we want to have a 2.5 hour escape. So I get it on our standpoint, but those guys are actually putting their lives on the line. And so, yeah, but it seems like they're not being forced to it because they can opt out. But at the same time, it's strongly encouraged that they should play basketball and during this time. So, yeah, it's kind of dicey. But at the end of the day, they will be playing basketball.
I don't know how I'd feel if it was my son. You know, obviously, like you said, they're professionals, so they have a job to do. And there's lots of us being put in harm's way, you know, as far as not professional basketball players with our work. And that goes all the way down to grocery store workers, you know, who are stocking shelves and around people every day. Now, of course, there's different priorities and, you know, different measures there. But I don't know how I'd feel. I think I would be questionable myself to send, you know, if my son, you know, professional was going there, I might question that a little bit now with everything spiking as it is. It almost seems like, you know, when they first announced the dates, it felt so far away. Now it almost feels like it's a little too soon. And, but I think you're right. I think it's just too big to fail. So they will continue, they will push it and it will play. But I just really hope we get to see full squads in these playoffs. I mean, Landry Shamert from Clippers tested positive. So, you know, he's not practicing right now. So he's out 2 weeks or however long he's going to be out. And then he'll have to join the team in Orlando after that. I'm not quite sure what the protocol is. There's going to be more. I just don't know. We kept talking about, is it an asterisk year or not? And it kind of keeps getting closer to it, I got to tell you.
But, you know,
go ahead, Ben.
No, real quick, Mike. You know, it's funny you said asterisk because you see, I don't know if you noticed, if you guys noticed that the spin that the players and everyone else is putting on the whole asterisk talk, how this is not only is not going to be an asterisk season, but it's going to be an asterisk for the reasons why it will be the hardest of all the championships to win. And so that's they're going to go ahead and make that up. You know, they're going to go ahead and say that. We know it's a whole different situation, but you know that the actual you know, they're just funny that they say that right now. They're spinning it into another different direction. But I'm sorry, Mike, not to cut you off.
No, I was gonna say, man, if I'm the commissioner, I would probably call every team and say, hey, let's get everybody tested, everybody that's negative, and let's get them over to Disney World right now.
Lock
them in. Because my thing is, I mean, I think they're getting tested every other day now, and obviously you want to keep that protocol, but if you get them over into the bubble where, to your knowledge, nothing is there. There's no virus in the bubble. then just say, look, you guys, I'm sorry. You can't go out. This is just what it's going to be. And I think, because see, if you do that, then you're not really worried about the spiking and anything else because you're in the controlled environment. You know what I mean? You're in the lab. You're in this huge lab on this property. You know, obviously we have a whole lot of security and everything where nobody could get in, you know, sanitize, you know, the heck out of it, you know, keep on testing. But like I said, man, if you just get them over the bubble, to me, that'd be the best thing. The best thing, because see, right now,
lock them in. Yeah, get them there, but lock them in so they can play. Then they can do whatever the heck they want.
They could be fine. And then tomorrow they could go to the grocery store. And then get, you know what I mean? And then they can test positive. So if you negative right now, I'll be like, hey, test negative. I mean, look, when my kids go to like Girl Scout camp, it tripped me out. But they went, they had to go test their hair for ringworm and all that other stuff. And then they put them on the bus. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what are they doing? They came in, and then you signed the waiver, they checked their hair. Everything, make sure she had no lice, no ringworm or nothing, and they put them on the bus. you negative? You know they got those real tests. You know, those tests probably come back within an hour. Hey, you negative? Come on, let's go. Let's go. Just stop playing.
But you know, Mike, you know it's funny that we're saying like get them in that bubble as quick as possible, but you know all hell's gonna break loose if somebody tests positive in that bubble, right?
I do know that.
I mean, literally, it's going to be holy hell in that
floor. The whole floor, whatever that player, if a ref,
I'm just telling you, we're talking about perfect scenarios. I'm just talking about, like you saying, the ref. I'm talking about whoever the equipment person is. I'm just talking about some ancillary character gets this coronavirus is going to be blown up to epic proportions. And I'm just saying, it is just going to be, I don't know how they're going to spend it, because it's going to be a PR nightmare. It is. I mean, they're putting themselves out there, you know, they're putting themselves out there to actually, you know, take some bullets. But somebody got to be the first one. Somebody got to be the first league out here in, you know, in the United States. You know, they have other leagues that are going on right now that people are, you know, so they have, you know, they have some experience, or they have other examples to look at. But right now, dude, I'm just thinking to myself, like, I hope everything goes great. I don't want not one person to get in there and then get the coronavirus while they're in the bubble. Like, then it's like, okay, man, I mean, shoot, what, I mean, at that point, I mean, you know, it's going to be crazy when that happens.
I mean, it could even be a housekeeper.
Anybody.
For at the hotel that ends up spreading it, and it's just crazy. Okay, so we know that this is possible, so we're going to continue to talk about it because it's just such a high risk, and we know that that's there. But, you know, that's part of the game. That's part of the risk that the NBA knew they were taking going back. That's why they're taking such extreme protocols and putting those in place. That's why decisions are being made and players were given an option to join or not join. So we'll just hope for the best. We'll continue keeping our fingers crossed and hoping we get to see some good basketball. But I know that everyone out there in Profanity Nation, I know Money Mike, Stat Pat, myself, we want to see full squads. We want to beat a Clippers squad, full health, ready to go. We don't want to beat them without their best players or role players. Well, and I think they feel the same way. I want to win no matter what, but I'll take the win, but you know what I mean.
They didn't wash their hands. That's
on them.
Now, if it's us, then, you know, we, you know, it's stated. But, okay.
So but, as we know, guys.
What's it? Snammer? What's his name? Shamit? Shamit didn't wash his hands. That's, you know,
well,
that's,
you don't hey, know.
I've been trying know. To tell him.
You've been trying to, I know, every week. Maybe they should watch more. The Clippers need to watch us more.
Yeah, they need to watch. Tell Clipper Dale to have watch our podcast. I told them what to do.
Exactly. All right, guys. Well, again, we talk about how progressive the NBA is. I think we mentioned it last week, guys, that the NBA was going to allow messages on the back of the jerseys instead of the names. We have more information about that, guys, and it's not quite as freedom of speech as maybe we originally thought. You know, it was a little funny. I saw someone put a post when the NBA announced that they would allow players to put alternate messages on the back of their jerseys instead of names. Somebody posted, they said, yeah, well, we'll see how that goes when someone chooses Free Hong Kong. And that's, of course, we know how that worked for NBA. So of course, you know, more information's come out. And what this is there's actually now approved social justice messages. So they have to pick from a list of approved messages. They cannot just choose to put whatever they want on the back of their jerseys. Some of those will be relatively obvious. Black Lives Matters. I can't breathe, vote. They have say their names, justice. Some of them in there, liberation, see us, hear us, respect us, love us, listen to us. Obviously nothing too extreme or controversial in there. How do you guys feel about having approval to do this, but only kinda? I mean, you either do or you don't. I think this is kind of BS, if you ask me. I mean, I get it. The NBA has to be safe, but I think that what they should have done is just said all messages need to be approved by maybe the a board or players association as opposed to this. But I don't know. How do you feel?
I thought the same thing as you. Like, I was like, are these the only one? How strict are they to that? Can I say, well, I want to say this, and I could petition to add, you know, my message on it. And I hope that's how it is. I hope that they, you know, I mean, like you said, I agree that you can't just say whatever you want to say, because, and you got to have control of it in some way. So I think that they have already the pre-approved, and this is just my thought. I hope these are pre-approved messages. where if somebody else has another message that they want to add to it, you know, it would be considered to go. But here's another question behind that also. You know, it's optional to wear that. And so now, I mean, I don't know who will, but maybe one person says, no, I don't want to do that. You know, how badly would they be ridiculed if they don't put anything on there and they just have their name in the climate? So it's a slippery slope both ways. And I just hope that it's, you know, whatever the resolution, whatever comes out of it, is going to be positive. I mean, that's obviously like what we hope. You know, I personally think that they should have probably picked just a standard, just like they did in the All-Stars. You know, one team says this, one team says that, and it's done. You know, I think that would have been better because now I'm worried about that one player that's like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to put, you know, Smith on the back of my – no, nothing with you, Pat – on the back of my jersey. And,
so it's JR. So you're pointing out JR already.
Yeah,
JR. You're saying he's the, you know, the troublemaker, huh?
Right. Well, that's what I mean, for real, honestly, like, kind of worry about that because if they would have said, look, we're going to have jerseys and these are two things that's going to be said, you know, and maybe have the players vote on, you know, the message that they want, the team want to put on their jerseys or even say, okay, every team has the message that they want to display on a jersey. But the fact that individual players have the option to put them in, and if they choose not to, they say, no, I don't want to be involved in that. I think it could be more of a PR nightmare than the other way. You know what I mean? You know, that's just my thought behind it.
Well, yeah, I do see the fact that the NBA is probably want to guard themselves against anything, you know, anything they unforeseen. Like you're saying, if there is a loose cannon that's going to put something on their back, then they have to go ahead. And first of all, I think they would have vetted that before they got to the court, so they wouldn't have been able to wear that on the court. Like they wouldn't have been able to, like, let me take my warm off, and then all of a sudden I have, like, you know, three hongs on the back. I'm assuming they would have had to go ahead and do that. But
well, there's an approved location making the jerseys, I would imagine. Yeah. So those have to be approved just to have it.
Right. Created. Yeah. So they would have known about it. However, saying that you can write messages on there and not allow them to write the messages on there, then I don't know the benefit of that. I would say that if you want them to either, you know, promote what they have to do, let them put what they want to put on there. And then at the same time, you know, if you want to say, okay, just keep your names on your jersey, then you have the court. You can do something with the court.
They are on the court.
I know, but I don't own what's on the court.
It's only Black Lives Matter.
It's only Black Lives Matter. And that's cool. But at the same time, you know, I think there were some other people probably wanted to see something else represented on the court itself. They're giving the players the opportunity to make their own statements. But if you're saying you got to make your statement, but out of these 15 statements, make what you can do, that's really not, you know, I don't know how that's freedom of speech. But, you know, at least it's something, like, you know, and, you know, I guess that was the compromise where a lot of those guys were talking about the conversation and how we don't want to stop the conversation because, you know, while we're playing basketball. So I can understand how some people would want to go ahead and still, you know, have that on their back. But, you know, at the end of the day, freedom of speech is not really freedom, I mean, of consequences, right? So it's what it is. I mean, but, yeah.
Is it better than nothing or is it?
I think it's better than nothing. I can't say I want to say nothing is better. I will say it's better than nothing, especially when I heard some of the stuff.
Well, I think it's something like, you know, I mean, obviously there's causes, but, you know, there's players in the league such as Enes Kanter, and his father was just released from a Turkish prison in Turkey where they hold political prisoners. And he may wanted to put something in relation to that in his country. Now, maybe some of these messages can be applied that way. But, you know, I mean, some people have, you know, their things as well. So I don't know. I think it's great. I think that they're allowing the players to do it is super important. I don't know how I feel about it being so limited. Again, I think, maybe it would help if we knew how they came up with this list, if this was player derived, player submitted what they kind of wanted and they took the most popular and reasonable ones. I'm not sure. But it does feel a little bit condescending to say, yeah, you can put a message on there as long as it's one of our approved messages. It just kind of does to me. So I don't know.
I'm just what if you wanted to wear you didn't want to wear your name, but you wanted to actually wear Breonna Taylor's name on the back. Or you wanted to actually wear George Floyd's name on your back. That right there, to wear those names on your back. I know say your name and say their names is a popular chant. And I know that being in one of those marches, I've heard that you use that a lot, and that's good. Because when you hear that chant, you say all the names of you, and it's a lot of them. Believe me, it's a lot of them. But to be able to wear that name while you're playing basketball, I say that's something that's a power for me. That's a powerful image that I would think would reach more than it would just be a buzzword like tolerance or liberation or freedom. These are buzzwords. These work. These give you the message. But to see somebody actually playing almost like they got that person on their back, and they plan for that person and that person family and anybody associated with that person. And, being able to see that, I would have loved that. And the fact that I don't hear any of those names, any of those options, then I would say, yeah, they could have done a lot better. But yeah, this is something, and I'd rather this than anything else.
Absolutely. I wonder if the players are allowed to change their message between games, each game. How many times they're allowed to change? Maybe even at halftime, are they allowed to switch a jersey for a different message? Mm-hmm. Obviously, refs and so forth will be going off of number. We know names, but if you don't know name, they'll just be calling numbers. So I wonder if they're able to change that at all. All right, guys. Money Mike, you sent us a text saying we had to watch. Got it? Are we good? Okay. You said, oh my God, everybody, are we watching this? You guys got to watch this. It's on at 6:00. I was like, oh my, it's a holiday weekend. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can make it. I'm not sure. I'm running late. I'm thinking to myself. You did catch it, Money Mike. Okay, go ahead and fill us in here. Just you go ahead and take it over. Tell us what's going on.
We had a show. First of all, look, it's up on the screen right now. I feel like I was hoodwinked. I mean, this is an amazing title, an amazing graphic. It's an 8-part documentary. It's about my boy Kobe. Hey, I'm all in. And I see Clutch. And I immediately think like, okay, Clutch Sports. I know that group. This is gonna be cracking. I did think it was odd that it was on like Instagram and YouTube and not on TV, but I was rolling with it. Maybe they didn't have, time enough. There was something they were trying to rush out. So, I did the most. I came home. I turned on my PlayStation. I put it on my regular TV. So I was going to watch it on TV, not on my phone, YouTube, And it was 10 minutes of
remember, this is a family show.
So in 2009, I'm gonna tell y'all what I saw in 10 minutes. So in 2009, Trevor Ariza was there. He was a great player. He was Kobe's best friend, and he helped us win the championship. He was an intricate part. He did so well that Houston stole him from us, and we had to get somebody named Ron Artest, who been fighting with everybody around the league, and he came in and was the best friend to Kobe, and he was able to win the championship. That's what we watched. That was it. That's all.
No, see.
That's all. And I was like, you guys are tripping because y'all trying to do eight of these? I mean, and look, the interviews, they had Josh Powell talking, Jordan Farmer.
Were these specific interviews for this? They got the interviews for this show?
This is why it's so bad, though. Because it was just audio. It was audio and the transcript of what they were saying. So Jordan Farmar, Josh Pyle, these are just audio. B. Shaw, Derek Fisher, audio. No,
no video. You
heard the voice. That's
no,
it.
No highlights, no.
Well, they didn't have the rights to show any video,
no,
right?
No courtesy of NBA, none of that, no?
I'm like, it's ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous. And it's 8 parts. I don't understand. 8 parts? It was 10 minutes and like 30 seconds.
You do the
Why
math,
not eight parts?
That's 80 minutes.
Man,
dude, that's like that. Like, come on, man. That's like that's. That's come on, dude. That's 80 minutes. Why are we playing games here?
Well, I think Profanity Nation could put that on and we could give our commentary on it in person.
I like
you
it.
You know, we could do that. We could do what we were thinking and where we was when Ron Artest made the shot. I mean, we could do that. So yes, I love Kobe. Everybody knows I'm a major Laker fan. I'm in the Laker room. But no, I'm good. I can't do another one. I did hear that the last 2 years of Kobe's career, that they followed him and everything he was doing. Once ESPN, keyword ESPN, produces that's what I'm watching.
Yeah, the real one.
Yeah. I remember though, Mike, when you were talking about it and you were trying and you were, you know, and look, man, I give you credit, man. You were really gung ho about it. You wanted to see it. And I asked you, at first I was thinking like, okay, all right.
At least they're getting some free,
they are. And,
publicity here.
You know, and it's, and yeah, so somebody's going to watch it. Right. So, but I just had a weird feeling like, okay, this is coming off the heels of The Last Dance. So if this is really a Laker, you know, kind of sanctioned, you know, authorized documentary of sorts, then it should like have at least Kobe Bryant in the interviewing, you know, like sitting down with Kobe Bryant. So I asked you, is Kobe Bryant in the video? If Kobe Bryant wasn't in the video, I was out from the jump. Like that was like, I wasn't going to watch it because I know what they're doing. So I knew what they were doing. I knew how they were going to get me. And then remember, let's put the graphic back up there again. So while we're looking at the clutch, see, they get you because you see the clutch is in red, and see, and that stands out. But see, the white is the points, and it's like you were thinking like, is that sports? You know, you know your mind is go clutch sports. You know, you got the TS at the end, so you're like, that's sports. No, not sports. That's clutch points. Original, and has nothing to do with LeBron James or any of those characters. And so now you're looking at it like, all right, bro, you know, this is kind of like got you with the bootleg. That's a bootleg. I mean, no offense, man. Look, man, do your thing, dude. You could be anybody. You could be a student from USC, you know, or any other cinema school. I mean, really doing your thing, man. Look, no disrespect. I'm just saying, whoever it is, please, the next go around, we need some video on that, and we need to interview people that are in. I mean, because look, man, when you just say, when you not, when you came out in the first word, when the first name you said was Josh Powell, bro. The first name you said was Josh Powell, bro. So I'm like, well, here we are. And here we are, bro. No. You know, it's like, you know, that's what it
A
is.
For effort. A
you know,
for effort,
like guys. I said, no disrespect, man. Do your thing, bro. But that was our pass.
All right, guys. Well, every week we do a special segment here with Stat Pat called South Bay Players Spotlight. Who is it? Last week, we had a really good response, of course. You know, Stat Pat, go ahead and list down some statistics for this player, where he played and so forth. And then we post that on Instagram along with a picture, a blurred out picture of that player, and people guess. I would like to state that this week on our Instagram, Taylor Horton Tucker and both Marcus Allen liked our photos. So they are watching, they are listening. Excellent, they did. And we had for last week, the player was Marcus Allen. So if you guessed Marcus Allen, you were right. Marcus Allen was the player for Spotlight of last week, and we have a new one for this week. Let's go, Stat.
All right. So this player played his collegiate ball at Northwestern University. as a senior in the 2012-2013 season, he averaged 13.4 points a game and 4.6 rebounds, earning him honorable mention All Big Ten Conference. In his second, he is second on the G League's all-time three-pointers made list with 563, and on the season, his 47.6 points per game point. Let me say that again, guys. Sorry about that. His 47.6 three-point percentage also ranks him second in the league. And lastly, this player was named the 2018 USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year. Who is it?
Excellent. Those are some great clues there. I'm going to add one, and this is a odd clue. I'm just going to say that he's also a very loving husband. And that's actually a clue. So if you guys follow Instagram and such, that might be a clue as to who this is. All right, guys. Well, this was a great week. We had lots to talk about. July 4th holiday in a very questionable time in our country's history. However, we all found a way to celebrate a little bit, smile, and have some fun, which was great and much needed. News keeps breaking every day, guys. So be sure to stay tuned to the Profanity Nation podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere, because as news breaks, we're there, we're following it, and we're telling you the stories. Guys, final word. Go ahead. Let's close it out. Money Mike.
All right. So look, I'm going to tell y'all, this is why I need basketball back, right? So I told y'all I had the ribs on the grill. Brisket was on there. Laying down, got ESPN on. I am watching Mickey Sudo. Do y'all know who that is? No. Do y'all know who Joey Chestnut is?
Yes.
Yes, I know that one.
Yes, of
course. All right. So I am watching Mickey Sudo eat 46 and a half hot dogs to win the hot dog eating championship. Then Joey Chestnut, I saw him eat 75 hot dogs.
He demolished them.
In 10 minutes. And this is what I'm watching. And I'm also realizing that there are sports odds that they got doing odds in Vegas on who is going to win. Is he going to break the record? This, come on, y'all. We need some more sports. But see, it gets better. Because after that went off, me and my wife, we were over at Big Five on Friday. And you know that little board with the hole, the little sandbag toss thing?
Cornhole.
Did you know that that was a professional sport?
Yeah, yes, man. Yes.
Absolutely.
So that's what I watched that. Yes. I watched that. So because there's no basketball, no baseball, and no football ain't here yet, I watched on ESPN a hot dog eating contest and cornhole. The full cornhole. Like, they got rankings and rank number one. They got this dude, he's 17 years old, and they tossing the thing over. And I'm rooting for him. Like, I'm like, oh,
you're into it.
He got it directly in the hole. Or he hit it and he slid and he is like, you know, I'll bring some NBA back, y'all. That's all I've got to say.
That's like that saltine cracker, man. When you're starving, that saltine cracker tastes good, don't it?
Bring some NBA back. Because I shouldn't be rooting for Joey Chestnut, they call him Sharks, Shark, to break a... It's one of those things, it's disgusting, but you're watching them do it.
First of all, it is literally... a hot dog bun and a hot dog dipped in water. And then you ain't got to reenact, man. Dude, it's good. It's all good, bro. I know what they do, man. And he says it 76 times, bro. That's nasty, dude. And it's just like, it's just nasty. Anyway, my final word is, man, I hope everyone had a happy, 4th of July. You know, it was, like Jeff said, it's a crazy time. But I hope everyone spent it with, family and friends, and just get back to the what things that matter to us the most. Eventually we will have some normalcy, we will have some sports and stuff like that. But I just want people just to, like, I hope everyone had a, that's all I wanted. I mean, everyone did ever have a good time, and hopefully they were safe out there. both ways, you know, making sure you don't get COVID, making sure you don't blow off a finger. So, you know, just being that way. And, yeah, wash your hands. Always.
Hey, Pat.
Wash your hands. Oh, he said, there you go.
You know.
There it is.
Wash your hands.
There it is, man. I couldn't say it better.
All right, guys. Great episode. We'll talk later. Everyone, again, you know where to follow us. You know where to find us. Instagram, The Profanity Nation. YouTube, The Profanity Nation. www.theprofanitynation.com. You can get your t-shirt gear there. We're ready for you. We're here. We're going to bring you the news. We'll be back. You guys, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Later. Peace. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Profanity Nation to keep up on LA sports and breaking news. And check in online at theprofanitynation.com. Thank you. This episode of the Profanity Nation podcast has been brought to you by United One Protection Services. We do more than just security. We protect your livelihood. Whether it's commercial or residential needs, United One Protection Services has you covered. You can find them at UnitedOnePS.com. That's United, the number one, PS.com. This episode of the Profanity Nation is brought to you by the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than a number. During this new economy with COVID-19, it is important for your prospects to be able to reach out to you while maintaining social distancing. You can sell your products and services to the world with a great website that is on Google Page 1 and getting your share of the 2 trillion searches happening on Google annually. Contact the SEO Queen today for website design, SEO services, and all digital marketing services. Just visit online or call the SEO Queen by the SEOQueen.net or 617-475-0964.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.